The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Jesus gives us more than one reason why we need his peace. He had just told the 12, "I will no longer talk much with you." Then he explained why, "For the ruler of this world is coming." What was the context of his statement? Jesus knew Satan was at work in that hour. The devil had already enlisted Judas to betray him. And Christ knew that the religious hierarchy in Jerusalem was being empowered by the principalities of hell. He was also aware that a devil-inspired mob was coming shortly to take him prisoner. That is when Jesus said to his disciples, "Satan, the wicked one, is coming. I will not be talking to you much more." Jesus knew he needed time with the Father to prepare for the coming conflict. And he knew that Satan was going to do all he could to shake his peace. The devil would harass and attempt to discourage him, all in an effort to break Christ's faith in the Father, anything to get him to avoid crucifixion. You may be in turmoil right now, thinking, "It's all over for me. I am not going to make it." But Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, says to you today, "I know what you are going through. Come and drink of my peace." Oh, Father, just thank God for God's amazing peace. This is Pastor Oscar Smith. Haven't shared much about how incredible it is to know that God loves us and he provides us peace, amazing peace. And so when he says, "Come and drink in my peace," it does not matter what we are going through. Our lives may look like it was struck by a tornado. We may endure trials that causes others to look at us as modern day train wrecks. But in the midst of all of our troubles, when we call on the Holy Spirit to baptize us in the peace of Christ, he will, in fact, do it. People will point to you and say that person's world has come apart. Yes, he is determined. Yep. Even when they say that, they've said it to me. I've heard it said about a lot of people. I've heard it said about neighbors. I've heard it said about friends, coworkers, people in the church. That person's world has come apart. Yet, that person is determined to trust God's word. How does he do it? He should have quit long ago, but he or she hasn't given up. Through it all, she has not compromised anything that they believe. Oh my God, what an amazing peace.